All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It is that time of the week, folks, my weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. Now, things got started off for me on the right foot this past Thursday as I got all three games right. On Thanksgiving Day, we saw a tight one in the NFC North with the Detroit Lions prevailing at home over the Minnesota Vikings. Another tight one in the NFC East between the Washington Redskins and the Dallas Cowboys with Dallas prevailing at home. And then the nighttime affair between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Indianapolis Colts. And a little bit of the sizzle was taken out of that game due to the concussion that Andrew Luck suffered in the Colts' prior game, which forced him to miss that contest against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, there are still some good games on tap this Sunday that have playoff implications as well as the Monday night affair. And with that said, here are my picks for the remainder of week number 12 in the NFL season. Now, I want to get things started off at Soldier Field as you have the 5-6 Tennessee Titans traveling to take on the 2-8 Chicago Bears. Tennessee suffered a tough road loss last Sunday on the road against the Colts, and they are looking to bounce back against a Bears team that has basically packed it in. I mean, they play tough, but they simply cannot get over the hump. For the Titans to be successful in the road in this contest, they have to find a way to commit to their running game with running backs DeMarco Murray, rookie Derrick Henry, and then, of course, quarterback Marcus Mariota. Right now, for the Chicago Bears, they're simply playing out the string, and the only thing that they can hope to do is go out there and be a spoiler to a team such as the Tennessee Titans that does have postseason hopes. Thus, I'm going to take Tennessee on the road by the score of 27-17. Now, at New Era Field, you have the Buffalo Bills with a record of 5-5 hosting the 2-8 Jacksonville Jaguars. And after the Buffalo Bills' slow start where they lost their first two contests, they have won 5 out of their last 8 contests. Buffalo comes into this game favored by 7.5 points at home against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I look at it like this. You have a Bills defense led by head coach Rex Ryan and, of course, his twin brother Rob, who runs the defense. They love to pin their ears back and they love to blitz opponents. You have a Jacksonville Jaguars offense that the O-line is not good, and you have Blake Bortles at quarterback, who has been the most sacked quarterback the past few seasons in the NFL. You put those two things together, along with the Bills being a much better team at home, I'm going to take Buffalo in this one by the score of 30-17. Now, in the AFC North, you have the 5-5 Baltimore Ravens hosting the 3-6-1 Cincinnati Bengals. And this season is slipping away from the Bengals, and things keep getting worse as now Cincinnati knows that they will be without the services of AJ Green at wide receiver for the rest of the season. What does that mean? That means that there is more pressure that's going to be put onto quarterback Andy Dalton, and plain and simple, Andy Dalton has not shown at this point of his NFL career that he can consistently be the guy. You look at the Baltimore Ravens, they've been up and down, but one thing that they do not stop doing, and that is fighting for head coach John Harbaugh. It always has not been pretty for the Ravens, but they find ways to win contests. Thus, I'm going to take Baltimore at home in this one by the score of 27-19. Now, at the Georgia Dome in Atlanta, you have the 6-4 Falcons hosting the 4-5-1 Arizona Cardinals. Arizona is looking to get back on track after they suffered a tough road loss last Sunday at the hands of the Minnesota Vikings, and Atlanta looks to get the momentum going for themselves down the stretch as they enter this game off of their bye week. Now, you look at two veteran quarterbacks. You have Matt Ryan for Atlanta and Carson Palmer for Arizona. But the main matchup to watch in this one is Falcons wide receiver Julio Jones going up against Cardinals cornerback Patrick Peterson, as they are two of the very best at their respective divisions in the NFL. I think this is going to be a nip and tuck affair back and forth between two explosive offenses, and I think the last team to possess the football wins this one. Thus, I'm going to take Arizona on the road by the score of 31 230. Now, in Cleveland, you have the winless Cleveland Browns coming in with a record of 0-1, and they are set to host the New York Football Giants. Now, the last time that the Giants made the trek to Cleveland was in 2008, and they lost this contest in a shocking fashion, and the Browns are looking to pull off another upset again. You look at the Giants right now, they come into this game favored by a touchdown over Cleveland. They have a 5-game winning streak, and the Giants simply have not played their best football yet. So you know the good things are on the horizon for them, but they have to find a way to take care of their business. You look on the flip side for the Browns, they have nothing to play for. A lot of people will say that, but the Browns play every single game tough, and you have a lot of these youngsters on this squad. They are simply playing for jobs. So that means the pressure is going to be on the Giants in this one, but I think New York finds a way to get the victory on the road by the score of 30-16. Now, at the Superdome in New Orleans, it's a battle of 4-6 clubs as you have the New Orleans Saints hosting the Los Angeles Rams. New Orleans comes into this game favored by a touchdown over LA, and they are looking to hang around in the NFC South race. Now, of course, the Saints are a different team at home typically, but they are just 2-3 at the Dome this season. I look at the Saints defense, they want to go out there and put some pressure on Rams rookie quarterback Jared Goff, who is just making his second career start. This Rams defense, they are physical, they are blitz happy, and they love to punch opponents in the mouth. But the question is, can a guy like defensive tackle Aaron Donald get to Saints quarterback Drew Brees quick enough? Because we know that Brees has one of the quickest releases in football, and he is very tough to deal with, especially at home. I think New Orleans is simply playing a better brand of football right now, and thus I'm going to take the Saints at home by the score of 27-19. Now, at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, you have the 6-4 Miami Dolphins welcoming the 1-9 San Francisco 49ers to town. And don't look now, but the Miami Dolphins are one of the hottest teams in the NFL as they have won their last 5 contests. Miami comes into this game favored by 7.5 points, and they are going to lean on their ground attack with running back Jay Ajayi. For the San Francisco 49ers, you have to go back and look at week 1 to find the last time that they won, as they knocked off the LA Rams at home. But since then, things have not gone right for this club, and I guarantee you the Niners will make that trek cross country for this early contest, and they still won't figure it out. Thus, I'm going to take Miami at home by the score of 31-16. Now, in Houston, the site of Super Bowl number 51, you have the 6-4 Houston Texans welcoming the San Diego Chargers to town. San Diego comes into this game with a record of 4-6, but it's a stark contrast for both of these clubs. San Diego is only 1-4 away from home, while Houston is 5-0 at NRG Stadium. Now, you look at the Chargers, they are definitely going to put up a fight. They scrap and claw. We've seen that every single week with this club under head coach Mike McCoy. But the bottom line is, can they go out there and pull the upset against a team that is in first place in the AFC South? What the Chargers have to do, they've done it too much this season as far as defeating themselves, too many red zone turnovers, too many red zone penalties, and the inability to stick to the running game when they get into the red zone. The bottom line, if you are the Houston Texans, you want to lay back and allow the San Diego Chargers to lose this game. I think San Diego will do it again. Thus, I'm going to take Houston at home by the score of 26-22. Now, at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, you have the Seattle Seahawks with a record of 7-2-1 traveling to take on the 5-5 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Seattle comes into this game favored by 6 points, and it's going to be an interesting matchup between second-year quarterback Jameis Winston of the Bucs going up against his very experienced secondary of the Seahawks. Now, defensively, Tampa has had issues, and they have to find a way to contain Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson, who is one of the best dual threats in the NFL. But you look at the connections that Wilson has, wide receiver Doug Baldwin, and how Jimmy Graham at tight end is really beginning to get comfortable, and he is going to put some stress on the seams of that Tampa defense. Thus, I'm going to take Seattle on the road in this contest by the score of 30-22. Now in Oakland, you have the 8-2 Raiders hosting the 4-6 Carolina Panthers. And Carolina is looking to hang around in that NFC South race, but they have a tiger by the tail this Sunday in the form of the Raiders. Now you look at this Panthers defense, and they have struggled to put pressure on opposing offenses in this fashion that they did last year when they were 15-1. It looks like the Panthers might not have the services of linebacker Luke Kuechly in this one, and that's going to be important going up against this Raiders offense, which is led by Derek Carr, and of course his two favorite targets of wide receiver, and I'm talking about Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree. This Raiders defense doesn't get enough credit, but they have to find a way to contain Panthers quarterback Cam Newton and frustrate him like he has been by so many other opponents this year. Thus, I'm going to take Oakland in a tight one by the score of 30-27. Now at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, it's the 8-2 New England Patriots traveling to take on the 3-7 New York Jets. Now the Jets come into this game fresh off of their bye week, and they are looking to get some cohesion as 2016 all but appears to be a wash for gangrene. New England comes into this game favored by 7.5 points, and there are questions around the availability of quarterback Tom Brady, but I do expect him to play in this contest. New England got back on track last Sunday with a win against the San Francisco 49ers, and they want to keep that momentum going against another bad team. I think New England goes there and takes care of their business early so they can prep for their following contest. Thus, I'm going to take the Patriots on the road by the score of 34-20. Now, on Sunday Night Football, you have the Kansas City Chiefs traveling to take on the Denver Broncos at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. Both of these teams come into this contest with a record of 7-3, and each team is looking to be the winner and have the inside track as far as winning the AFC West. Now, Kansas City has been dealing with a litany of injuries throughout the season, but plain and simple, they have to find a way to commit to the running attack, and it's going to be important for them to do that on first and second down, because the last thing that they want is to have quarterback Nick Foles dropping back a lot against this very opportunistic Broncos defense. Now, Kansas City has one of the better defenses in football as well, and this Denver Broncos offensive line is going to have to deal with Chiefs outside linebacker Dee Ford, who is having his best NFL season. I think this game comes down to solid defense from both sides, special teams, and turnovers, but the Denver Broncos are a different team at home. Thus, I'm going to take the Broncos in this one by the score of 24-19. And finally, on Monday Night Football, you have the 4-6 Green Bay Packers traveling to the City of Brotherly Love to take on the 5-5 Philadelphia Eagles. The Packers come into this game nursing a 4-game losing streak. And the bottom line for Green Bay is this: somebody not named Aaron Rodgers has to step up and make a play, but we have not seen that happen in the past few weeks, hence why the Packers have a 4-game losing streak. Philly finds themselves with a record of 4-0 at home, and I think that home cooking is going to serve this team and rookie quarterback Carson Wentz very good, as I'm going to take Philadelphia in this one at home by the score of 30-24. So folks, those are my picks for the upcoming weekend in the world of the National Football League, and as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports, and like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 12 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.